Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and that means we're with Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, the issue of the 19th District, a major race, in fact, getting some national focus. This is Republican John Faso versus Democrat Zephyr Teachout. It's for Congressman Chris Gibson's seat, and he has already endorsed John Faso, but poll just came out neck and neck.
Yes, David, I think we were quite surprised. The Siena poll came out Tuesday, which is our deadline. We were able to get it into our production day. We were able to get it into our Hometown Oneonta paper, which is sort of the Democratic stronghold here in Otsego County. Otsego County is the westernmost county in the 19th, which of course has 11 counties in all. I was also surprised to hear and to see that Zephyr is strong in Dutchess and Ulster, but the rest of the district, including Otsego, is in Faso's camp. And I think because Teachout has been such a dynamic candidate, and she's been everywhere, there was a general thinking around here that she had the edge. I ran into a Republican the other day, one of our local plugged-in Republicans, asked him about Faso, and he said, I think John has it, which didn't seem like a very strong expression of confidence to me, and so I kind of concluded that maybe John didn't have it. But now, certainly, the race is very much in play. And thinking about it, we may have been guided in part by the fact that Zephyr did so well in 2014. We were one of the 39 counties upstate where she defeated Andrew Cuomo in the gubernatorial primary. And additionally, Bernie Sanders defeated Hillary Clinton here in Otsego County. And I think that we had the impression that we were perhaps more liberal than we actually are because of these sort of niche Democratic primaries that showed support for Zephyr. It occurred to me that, and I've heard it discussed around here a number of times, that in Otsego County, and I think that stands for several of the counties in the district, or perhaps most of the western ones, the candidate who takes the center is a candidate who wins. And this is why Chris Gibson has been so successful here and in the district at large. If you remember, he ran against Scott Murphy in 2010. Scott was something of a liberal Democrat. Julian Schreibman in 2012, another liberal Democrat, and then Sean Eldridge in 2014. And in those three races, you know, Chris appealed to that center sector and was able to carry the day. Here in Otsego County, our Republican enrollment is in the mid-30s. Our Democratic enrollment is in the mid-30s. And it's really that remaining 30% that can go either way. And so I guess going forward, in light of the Siena poll, it would seem to me that if John Faso can appeal to the center the way Chris Gibson did, then the race very well could be his, at least here in Otsego County.
Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com, where you can go to find the news. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.